The Dutch English accent. This month, we're looking at the Dutch English accent. Dutch is spoken by around 28 million people worldwide, mainly in the Netherlands, but also in Belgium, Suriname in South America, and the Dutch Antille Islands in the Caribbean. With around 17 million inhabitants, the Netherlands is a fairly small country. However, in the 17th century, the Netherlands went through what's called the Golden Age, in which the Dutch dominated the trade in the Far East. The Dutch East India Company, the Verenigde Oost-Indische Compagnie in Dutch, had a trade monopoly in much of Asia and is often referred to as the world's first multinational. They imported spices and exotic food and made huge profits. Nowadays, the Dutch are more famous for their cheeses, windmills, clocks, and sense of freedom and tolerance. Interestingly, the Netherlands is often referred to as Holland, but that's just a part of the country where you can find well-known cities such as Amsterdam, Rotterdam, and The Hague. In general, the Dutch are quite good at speaking foreign languages, most probably because there aren't a lot of places in the world where you can speak Dutch, and they're good at English. However, although Dutch is related to English, they're both Germanic languages, some sounds are difficult for Dutch speakers. For example, a lot of people have trouble pronouncing the TH or the voiced TH sound. So instead of saying, "I think that it's good," they might say, "I think that it's good." The Dutch also find it difficult to pronounce the D and T sounds, which in Dutch are pretty much the same. So, "I'm going to bet" might sound more like, "I'm going to bet." Other problem sounds include the R sound, which isn't very strong in English. So words such as red, rill, and roar might be pronounced with a stronger R, as in red, rill, and roar. Because Dutch and English are related, there are a lot of similar-looking words, but not all of them have the same meaning. This can often lead to problems. In fact, there's a term that's used to describe phrases that the Dutch translate literally and end up getting wrong, Dunglish. Dutch English. For example, in Dutch, it's typical to say that your beer has died if it's gone flat. But if a Dutch person translated this literally, it would sound strange to an English person. Sometimes things can get very funny. The former Dutch Prime Minister, Joop den Uyl, once said, "We are a nation of undertakers," when he meant to say entrepreneurs. This is because he translated the Dutch word ondernemer, which means entrepreneur, into the English word undertaker. In another incident, former Prime Minister Pieter Stuart Scherbrandy was with British Prime Minister Winston Churchill when Churchill said, "Spring is in the air," which means that it feels like spring because of the weather. But Scherbrandy responded with, "Why should I?" thinking that Churchill has asked him to jump into the air, as springen means to jump in Dutch. Now I'm going to tell you a little story in my Dutch-English accent. A friend and I were walking around in Amsterdam one day when an English couple came up to us and asked us when it was Koopavond. Well, in Dutch, Koopavond, literally shopping night, is a night when all the shops are open till 9 p.m. Normally they close at 6 p.m. However, the English couple pronounced it as Koopavond, and I really didn't understand what they were talking about. I thought they might need directions or that this was the name of a party. So I kept asking them, "What does Koopavond mean?" Obviously, they just looked at me as if I were crazy, as a Dutch person was supposed to know. Eventually, I decided to look it up on my smartphone. I just couldn't stand the fact that there was a basic and common English word that I didn't know. But when I typed Koopavond into Google, nothing came up. Finally, my friend decided to ask the couple to describe Koopavond, and it was then that we realized that they'd been trying to say Koopavond. Of course, we then told them that Koopavond is every Thursday night.